on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm James Cunningham with your news roundup on this Friday, the 13th of May. Students at the University of Exeter have voted to remain in the NUS. After 2 weeks of campaigning, debating, and ferocious competing, the Stay with the NUS campaign has claimed victory with a total of 2,690 votes, compared to the Exeter campaign's total of 2,546 votes. The total number of voters stood at 5,334, or 31% of the student body. This means that the referendum represents the highest turnout for a standalone student union vote in the United Kingdom. Police are appealing to dog walkers in Exeter's Heavytree area who may have been witnesses to a shocking robbery. A woman in her 20s was assaulted and robbed while walking her dog yesterday on Hamlin Lane between 6 and 7 p.m. She was pushed to the floor by her attacker and suffered minor cuts as the person proceeded to attack her with a sharp object while she was on the floor. The lady did not require medical attention, but she was very shaken by the incident. Her leather wallet is reported to have been stolen during the incident as a result. Hundreds of people have been evacuated from their homes in Bath as a result of the discovery of an unexploded bomb from the Second World War. Builders in the Lansdowne Road area found the 220-kilogram bomb just a metre below the local school playground. Residents were told that they would be evacuated for a period of 48 hours. They have since been granted refuge in Bath's racecourse. The bomb is thought to have originated from the bombing of Bath in the Second World War, in a period known as the Bath Blitz. Avon and Somerset Police have since released a statement saying that they aim to transport the bomb to a safe location where they can then carry out a controlled explosion. Prince Harry brought the second Invictus Games to a close yesterday with a speech paying tribute to the athletes, organisers and fans. The Games were pioneered by Prince Harry following his return from his second tour in Afghanistan. They feature wounded war veterans competing in various sporting disciplines such as powerlifting, rugby, cycling and archery. This is what His Royal Highness had to say.
You are now ambassadors for the spirit of these games. Spread the word, never stop fighting, and do all you can to lift up everyone around you. I'll see you in Toronto.
That's all from me for now. You're up to date here on Expression FM.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.